Okay, so I just woke up, man. I was getting ready to cook some salmon because it's fucking 8 o'clock at night, and all I ate today was some goat cheese, a glass of wine, and some yogurt, this yogurt drink. So I'm fucking hungry, man. I took a nap. Now it's 8 o'clock at night, so I'm fucking hungry. Anyway, I was getting ready to cook, I just got on YouTube and I stumbled upon this guy's video, and I don't even think he does like MGTOW, Red Pill, or anything. Because I looked at his profile. I'm gonna leave a copy of this video in the description. I gotta say the description below. How you point below? So I'm one of those people now. I'm gonna leave it in the description below. How this video is great. It's called A Day in the Life of a Simp, and the reason I named this. Women still follow the betas. See, in this video, you're gonna see it's a funny skit. It's about 5 minutes long, and it's about the basic guy who is worshiping this woman, paying her rent, spending all his money on her while she's like openly fucking another guy, and she's just flat out telling him, "I'm gonna spend this on a date I have with Tyrone later," and it's like. It goes through it, and it even asks the guy, like, why are you doing it? What are you trying to get out of this? Because he secretly hopes, she'll fall in love with him one day and all this. And he's trying to tell him that, like, it's never going to happen. You're a fucking idiot. See, the reality of the hardest part for every man, I think, to get, especially if he wasn't born into, like very highly liked genetics, or he wasn't born into a family of money, or both. The hardest thing for every man to understand is this, is that you are your own God. In the context, I don't know if you're religious or not, but in the context of having your own self-confidence, creating your own self-esteem, creating your own well-being, creating, what you're going to accept in your life, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's really on you. And the reality of it is, see, when those betas get, when these simps get with these women, see, the reality of it is, see, women are born followers. You see, so even when, let's just say, for instance, you're a beta and you're doing all this for a woman. Well, the woman is still, see, it looks like the woman's run over him, but in reality, the reality of what's happening is, see, when you understand dumb bitches, the reality of what's happening is she's really just following him as long as he believes as a higher man that he should worship her. You see, she's just following that. She's not going out and making him do this. You see what I'm saying? She's not going out and recruiting men, intentionally training them to become this. See, the reality is she's following him. You see, that beta man, he's still the leader. He's still leading her for real. The reality of the dynamic is he's still leading that. He's leading it as a beta, but he's the leader. You see what I'm saying? This is why, like, see, the hardest part for every man to realize is that women are naturally biologically born followers. It's what they do. You see, it's just like the beta situation. This situation just works in their favor. But when you watch like the actual dynamic of the relationship, see, if the beta just snapped out of it and went, ding, I'm not doing this, there's nothing she could do with that. You see what I'm saying? So when you break it down all the way, that beta is still leading her for real. He's still leading it because he's putting up with it. You see what I'm saying? She's still following that simp, that cuck, that beta. Because if that man who's better than woman, let's just be clear about this. In this context, in this situation, man is better than woman. If that man decided at the flip of a switch, I'm not going to do this anymore, see, he is his own God. He goes out and he does what the fuck he wants to do. And then woman sits around looking for, that guy again. You see what I'm saying? See, every man has to become awakened within himself to realize that. And for some men, some guys can be like great looking guys, but they're just mentally those betas. Like they have a hard because they have a hard time letting go of that comfort zone of, well, it's safe. If I just do what she wants, then this is the safe zone of her. Like she has to like me if I do what she wants. It's a comfort zone. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't think a lot of men are naturally weak men. I don't think so. I don't think so. In terms of of how it initially looks when a beta is with a woman like that. I don't think a lot of men are natural. I think a lot of men are just scared to leave their comfort zones. I wouldn't call them weak, but I think they're scared to leave that comfort, that comfort zone of, well, I'll take her any way I can have her. That comfort zone, instead of just like standing up and be like, fuck bitches, I'll just go get another one. Because it's scary to get to that point. Because see, like I said in videos before, see, this is the reason why women are not winners. This is the reason why women are never winners. All throughout history, women always wait for the man to go out there and build something and then go run up at the last minute and try to hop on the train to get to where, you know, she's trying to go. Women do not lead. You see what I'm saying? Women are lesser than men in this category. They are lesser. And I don't have a problem saying it. Women are not winners. They are not leaders. They hate leading and winning for the same reason why those betas hate leading and winning. You see, they hate it because it's lonely being the leader. You see what I'm saying? They hate it because it's lonely. It's scary. You're going to be solo. Because see, when you're the leader and the winner, you don't have a lot of people to look to at eye to eye level and, you know, and get advice because you're take for example, like sports. Like if you're like the Chicago Bulls, the 90s Bulls, right? They were number one like every fucking year. So like they were really alone for like they couldn't really take a lot of advice, because when you're number one, when you're the leader, they're like everybody else is at best number two. So it's like you already have the winning formula. There's nobody at eye level with you that you can like, you know, truly talk to with, you know, and how to think about how to improve, because at this point you are the most improved version. You see, women hate being number one. You see, when women get in that position, like they will find a way to destroy it. Women hate leading. You see what I'm saying? So even when that beta man is sitting up paying all her bills and buying her cell phones and shit like that, see, the reality of it is, see, she's still number two for real. See, and the reality of the dynamic, a buddy of mine just texted me right now. The reality of the dynamic is, see, that woman is still, she's still, regardless of how it looks, the true psychological dynamics of that woman, she is still finding comfort in being number two. Even though she might order him around, boss him around, buy my food, bitch, all this shit like that. See, she is, see, like, the reality of that is she's still number two. You see what I'm saying? But see, the anger, like, buy my food, bitch, get my shit, you know, calling him names. See, that part of the frustration is coming from her being frustrated because the nature of the dynamic, he's leading. In reality, but in his leadership, he's trying to push her up to number one. You see what I'm saying? And women, no woman, not a one woman on this planet truly wants to be number one. Not a one. Just like there is not one woman on a planet whose vagina genuinely gets wet to a male feminist or a male advocate of feminism. Now, not a one vagina on the planet Earth wants to be number one. Okay. So when a woman, this beta man, you know, finds this woman, pushes her on up to number one. See, initially, how it's going to look, you know, initially, this woman is now fucking frustrated because she's number one. You see what I'm saying? And she, because women know they don't want to be number one and they don't deserve to be number one. It's the same thing that's going went on in that video I talked about with Johnny Depp's girlfriend. And she's like, you fucking baby. You know, blah, blah, blah. She's fucking angry and shit. See, that's why women end up that frustrated, because Amber Heard knows she's not worth that. You see what I'm saying? What happens is their conscience starts to work at them. And it's it's the exact same thing of let's say people just start worshiping you at work, and then you move on up to CEO and you're supposed to just be cool with it. See, if initially, like from the outside, it looks cool, but in the inside, if you have true integrity about yourself, you know you don't deserve this. You see what I'm saying? You know this is wrong. In the deep inside part of you, like Amber Heard or like that video I'm going to put in the description. See, those women, see, they know they're wrong because, see, they know deep down that them as a person doesn't deserve any of this positivity. They don't. They know it. See, that's why they're frustrated and mad. Hey, you buy my food, bitch. You fucking baby. See, all that anger, see, especially when they start calling men feminizing words. See, because what they want is they want the man to snap out of it and wake up and trample the bitch down, back down to where she's supposed to be. That's what she's wanting. But see, these beta men, and like Johnny Depp, I'm not gonna call Johnny Depp a beta man. I think he's just trying to entertain this dream that just doesn't fucking exist. Like, and men fall into it. It's that Disney dream. It doesn't fucking exist. Those men, once they've gone too far into that, a lot of them just don't wake up. But see that woman like doing all this shit. She's spending all his money, making it clear she's spending his money on another man. Taking his credit cards and buying all the shit from it and all that. See what that woman really wants. It's a shit test. Women do that to get the man, to rile the man up. Just like when a child comes in a room and a child knows he's not supposed to sit on a bed with his shoes on. And what does he do? Come here and sits on a bed with his shoes on. See, it's their biology to try to rile you up, to get you pumped up and to get you angry, to remind them that you're still that motherfucker that will fuck shit up. You see what I'm saying? It's what they do. But see, like with this feminism shit, it's beating down men to believe, oh, well, she's a woman, so it's all perfect. And women hate that shit. I'm telling you, women hate being the leader. They hate that shit, man. Just like with the date I had a few days ago. And I left out some key components because I felt bad about talking about it, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. Okay. We went on a date. Okay, I had these two girls who I already fucked both of them, right? I already had threesomes with the two bitches, right? The one bitch, she found another man. The motherfucker drove down here he caught a train 3 hours down here, right, to meet the bitch who I've already fucked and with her friend who I was fucking that day. I mean, and to be honest with you, the guy was a nice guy. He was a great guy. But you know what happens to nice guys. This was the video nice guy story. Okay, I'm going to tell you the parts that I didn't tell you in the last video because at the time I was feeling bad about it. But I'm going to tell you it anyway because this is for educational purposes. This is not to make fun of him. This is for educational purposes. He was nice. He was spending money, blah, blah, blah. You know, like very courteous, well-spoken, well-educated. You know, he's got direction and goals in life. He didn't get drunk. I was getting drunk, licking bitches on the face, slapping their tits, all types of shit. And he fell into that beta role. And you know what? Guess what happened to that beta role? Guess what happened? I'm going to tell you what happened because this is fucking brutal. And if you watching this, I'm putting your business. I'm not going to say your name, but I'm putting your business on the street because this is for educational purposes so other men can learn from this. Okay. What happened was the girl didn't like the dude, right? I'm licking her girlfriend's face, like just slapping. She had a nosebleed, like everything. Like I'm treating this bitch like shit, treat her friend like shit. And they text me, go, yeah, we don't like him. We want to get away from him. Can you help us out? So I'm like, all right, cool. So I start acting like I'm drunk. And I hit up two other bitches. And they was getting ready to be down for a threesome for real. No. Okay, the first two other bitches, they turned me down. But the second group of bitches, they was like all game for me. And they was ignoring him. So I called Uber. So they say, okay, you know, the girls who I came there with, the two girls, they go, yeah, we're ready now. So we go, and then the guy who came down 3 hours, he follows us. And then my friend, she's like saying, like, I don't want him to be here. See, I'm in Europe, man. So like everybody's speaking some of different languages, and some people don't know some languages. So you gotta understand, like you can move much more covertly in plain sight here with speaking. So we get an Uber. She made up some lie that she was gonna meet him somewhere else. And she told and she, some kind of way she tapped into the Uber driver's shit. I don't know how she did it and set another destination. I guess what I say, when women want something, they turn to Sherlock Holmes, son, because I even know you can do this shit. Some kind of way she tapped into Uber's database after I'd already paid for the Uber, set another destination to stop and drop him off. When we stopped, I'm not joking. She leaned over with full force, put both hands on him and pushed him out the fucking Uber. Son pushed him out, and he's like, well, what are we doing? Where are we going to meet at? She reaches out, closes the door, slams it, and tells the driver to drive off. And both of them came home with me that night. And what's even worse, because I don't fuck her, she slept in this spare bedroom while I was fucking her friend in my main bedroom. You see what I'm saying? See how that beta nice guy shit plays out, son? You see how that shit plays? Like, it's fucked up. And if you the guy who was there and you watch this, sorry, I'm not going to say your name because I'm not going to start shit, but that's what happened. I think you were a genuinely nice guy, but that's what happens to nice guys. You remember how I was that night. I was grabbing a bitch tits in Hard Rock Cafe. Everybody could see it. all that shit. You know where I was that night. And they both came home with me. And like I said, if I had a daughter, I'd tell my daughter to date you. Because you were a nice guy. But man, that's what it is. See that, but back to the main story, man. I had to get that off my chest. Because like I said, I do these videos for educational purposes, man. This is not for money or anything, like the hopes of money or no ridiculous shit like that. Like I said, I do free advertising. I'm going to put the other guy's video in the description because that's a great fucking video that men need to watch to see how ridiculous that they can turn out. And see, but even at how ridiculous that guy is in that video, see, he still is his own king. I'm not going to use God. He's his own king. OK, because, see, he's ultimately telling himself that that's how it should be. You see, and the only one who's responsible for that is him. He doesn't realize. And I'm going to leave it in the description below. He doesn't realize that he is directing what's happening in his life. He doesn't see it yet because, well, maybe he does see it, but maybe he has a misplaced sense of what's going to work with a woman. Maybe that's it. But what I'm trying to get at is that the weakest beta man, you know, see, the hardest part is for him to realize that he is ultimately in control of what he has to put up with within most things in his life, especially with women. He's in control of that. You see, and the reality of that dynamic, like I said in the beginning of this video, she's following whatever man convinced himself of. Now, remember that, how I said that. So I think that's more important. The strongest woman is still going to follow the weakest man simply because that's what the weakest man convinced himself to think. You see what I'm saying? That's how this shit works. Women don't have game. Women don't know how to talk and trick motherfuckers into shit very well. I see, because ultimately it's the man who's responsible, and the woman has to play the follower game to get the man to manipulate him to do what, you know, blah blah blah. Whether it's through sex or hoping he can fuck her or whatever the fuck, you see. And it's that man's ability to know how to decipher reality and convince himself of otherwise. It's that man is still in control. He's a beta, but he's still in control of that. He is still making the ultimate decision to do that. See, a bitch is not making the ultimate decision for him to be like that. It's him. She's still following that shit. Remember that. And I'm putting that link in the description because I want everybody to watch this. Like I said, it's free advertisement. The guy's already successful. He already had like 100,000 views in like 15 minutes. And I'm just giving him free advertisement because I think it was a great YouTube clip. Every man needs to watch every second of that just to see how ridiculous they turn out. They can turn out. And like I said, a man's power, it's all in you. Like I made that video a while back about motivation. It's all as a man, it's all on you. It's you. And if you find yourself in a rut, then fuck it. Dig yourself out 1 millimeter at a time. I've been there, man. I remember one time I was lost driving from his village to Dresden for the first time. And I was terrified because, like, the streets aren't like America, man. Here, like, you go down some streets, there are no street lights. It's just you and your lonely little car in the middle of nowhere. And I was terrified. I'll be honest with you, because I was terrified because I got down this one real long street. It just every bit of it was just creepy as fuck, right? And I was terrified, man. But I was so scared. I didn't know if I should have just sat still and just turned off the car and just slept. But I was so scared. There was no way I could have slept. So I was like, I got to keep moving. but I was terrified. It was like the creepiest shit you could see. And I said, okay, look, Wendell, if you just make it one more millimeter at a time, that's one less millimeter you got to deal with, you know, going forward. And that's how I made it, man. 1 millimeter at a time. Just 1 millimeter. So I don't care, baby, man. If you living in your mom, if you 50 years old, living in your mom's basement, I've seen that. If you watching this from a cell phone in a homeless shelter, you know, I lived in homeless shelters when I started college. Man, I've been there. I know what that's like. I don't give a fuck, man, how bad your situation is as a man. Okay. You can always fix this shit. It may take a week, it may take a month, it may take a year, but just remember this: as a man, I don't care if it's only 1 millimeter at a time. I don't care if it's just if your thing is if you just can do 5 push-ups, that'll give you the drive to keep growing in other facets of life. Just give yourself something to focus on. This is what I'm trying to say. Give yourself some goal. If it's doing 5 push-ups, like right now, just 5 push-ups, breathe. four, five. And then see what you'll find is see that that's you need something to focus on to dig your way out of it. No matter what it is, I don't care what, as a man, you can always do it. See, women, they don't have that same opportunity because it's just their biological nature. They have to follow man. You see, so they don't get out. but like, see, you, man, you can always get out. I'm rambling now because I'm getting fucking hungry and I got a few text messages coming in and I'm wiping off my microscope. I should have put that fucking cover on it. Got a lot of dust accumulating. But yeah, have a good day. Oh, and watch the video I'm going to put in the description because it's a great video. I think you should watch it.